This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. The Government of Canada will be hosting the first annual Canadian Congress on Disability Inclusion on May 26th and 27th. Joining us now to tell you more is Alexis Jonathan Conrad from the Department of Employment and Social Development with the Government of Canada. Hello, Alexis. Thank you so much for making time to be with us today.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So let's start a little bit with the background. Can you give us a bit of background on this project coming together and why it's being put on?
Happily. So, you know, as most people hopefully know, the Festival Canada Act establishes a goal of making Canada barrier-free and inclusive by 2040. And this event, the first of its kind, is really a step towards that. It's unique in the sense we're bringing people from all parts of society together to discuss how to make accessibility inclusive from the start. So including, you know, the regular disabilities organizations and the partners we work with, but we're making huge efforts to reach out to as many people as possible. And so far, the results have been outstanding.
One of our regular contributors, Thea Curdy, is going to be one of the speakers who's going to be taking part in this event. But who are some of the other folks that attendees can expect to hear from?
Sure. I won't go through all of them, but I'll give you just a quick sense of kind of how diverse they are. I mean, one of the things we're also so enthusiastic about is we've got two new government appointments. Stephanie Cadieux, who's the Chief Accessibility Officer, is newly appointed, and Michael Gotthiel, who's the Accessibility Commissioner at the Canadian Human Rights Commission. And this is a great way to kind of meet them and hear their views in terms of how they're going to do their job. We've got inclusive design people from OCAD, for example. We've got Microsoft. We've got university professors. We've got Indigenous organizations. We've got just an unbelievable amount of people who are, you know, bring different perspectives on accessibility and inclusion. And I think that's the beauty of this event, I think, just the diversity of it.
Yeah, that's a wonderful cross-section of so many individuals and organizations that relate to the community. There's also a career fair going on. So who are some of the folks that people may be able to engage with if they attend this event?
So lots of different companies. In fact, we're at over 50, companies like banks and airlines, but a whole range of companies, and people can, you know, there's the employment, the career fair. People can kind of do two things. They can learn about how these companies are taking accessibility into account in terms of, you know, how they run their organizations, the services they offer, the products they sell, and how they build inclusive workplaces. And in some cases, they'll actually have people there who are hiring. So that's one of the reasons we were so keen to get people, students and other people to the event, because matching people up with organizations that they know are committed to accessibility is key to helping as many persons with disabilities get jobs as possible.
I'm someone who really loves going to these kinds of events because you get to meet a lot of people, but there's also some technology that ends up on display, and there's going to be a full innovation showcase going on here. How is that going to be integrated into the Congress, into the event?
Right. So, we have an innovation showcase. We've got over 40 organizations, at last count, but the number keeps going up and up and up. We're going to have to stop soon, obviously, because the event is this week. And that includes disabilities organizations, that includes, the tech companies, even hospitals, to show how they're including accessibility and how they run their businesses, which I think should be fun. And, it's a great way for everyone to learn from everyone else, because, no one's perfect, but there's some great things happening out there that I think we can really take advantage of.
You mentioned the countdown is on here, and there's going to be an opportunity for folks to engage virtually if they want to, no matter where they are in the country. So how can people get involved virtually? And is it too late to register for the event in general?
So it's not too late. We're doing as much marketing as we can, through government communications, through the Accessible Canada channel on Facebook. People can register that way. We know some people register, they can't make the event for one reason or another. They can't make all of it. So if they're registered, they can actually go and watch the event until June 4th, which is the end of National Accessibility Week, but also through government communications, including the Facebook feed, we'll be making segments of it and featuring different aspects of it. But it is absolutely not too late. I can say, so far over 3,000 people have registered, but we're happy to take as many more because it's a limitless platform.
Just give us a reminder of where folks should go to do that registration.
So the best place, I think, is actually if they're on Twitter, we have an Accessible GC account. Or we've got an Accessible Canada channel on Facebook. That's probably the best places to go.
Right on. Hey, Alexis, thank you so much for making time to be with us today. I know it's a lot of work for you and your colleagues getting prepared, especially when it's the first annual. A lot of mysteries and surprises along the way. So I know it's a busy couple of days for you and your colleagues. So thank you for taking a little bit of time for us.
Oh, I'm so happy to talk about this event. My enthusiasm is beyond my normal enthusiasm for anything we do. I just think we have such an opportunity to reach new people and to hear different things from different organizations and just an all-star cast. Minister Qualtro will play a significant role. It really, to me, is the first annual. So there's always things you learn as you go to make the best event you can and to make it as accessible as we can. But the team has done an outstanding job and hopefully my enthusiasm comes through as I'm speaking because I really am excited about this.
Yeah, as soon as I read the release when the information started coming out, I said, we've got to get them on the show to talk about this because, again, the event is really important and it's a great opportunity for folks to get a great national scope and hear from a lot of folks. So, Alexis, thank you again for making the time and hopefully we get a chance to talk to you again down the road and best of luck with the event.
Thank you so much. Yeah, no, it's great to speak. I look forward to seeing as many people as I can virtually at the event, and thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.